ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் .org, தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்டோரிஸ் ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்டோரி ஆஃப் செயின்ட் மாணிக்க வாசகர் பார்ட் 4, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ ஆவுடையார் கோவில் கணேஷ். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
திருச்சி தம்பலம். சோ ஆஸ் ஐ வாஸ் டெல்லிங், தி கிங் வாஸ் இன்ஃபார்ம் பை செயின்ட் மாணிக்க வாசகர் that the horses will come on Avani Moolam. But Avani Moolam was nearing, but there was no sight of horses. And king also sent his spies to look for horses. They also travelled and they informed the king that no horses were at the sight of Madurai. That is, no horses were travelling towards Madurai. On knowing this, the king became very angry and he imprisoned Manika Vasagar, because the king became very doubtful that no horses are going to come, and he ordered the saint to be punished. So our Manika Vasagar was in prison. When he was in prison, he was very patient and he appealed to the Lord to come to his rescue. Alas, the Lord came to the rescue of the Manika Vasagar on the day when Avani Moolam came. At the appointed hour, the king saw the whole Madurai filled with horses, and they were brought to Madurai by strange looking foreigners. Imagine, in a city, if you have horses all the places, so see how much surprise the king was. The king was very happy and he was very pleased again, and he ordered the release of Saint Manika Vasagar. So here the Lord came in the disguise as the headman of the horses, and he displayed all the different types of horses to the king. The king felt that he had made a better bargain than his money's worth, and he was very happy. As per the custom, the king presented the Lord with gold and other gifts. But as per the tradition of the horse seller of the foreign land, the headman just took the present at the end of his cane and threw them on the back of the horses without bowing to the king. So normally in our tradition, we have to bow in front of the king as a mark of respect. But here it is who? Yes, correct. It is the Lord who came in disguise. He didn't bow to the king. He just received the present through the whip and threw them on the back of horses. The king got really wild and angry. But our Manika Vasagar explained the king about the tradition of the country from where the horse seller is coming. The king was calmed down and he accepted the explanation given by Manika Vasagar. So children, in every country, every tradition, they have their own methods of following tradition. So we have to learn them, and if we should try to follow them if we visit their land. Okay. And after receiving all the gift and present, the merchant departed. Okay. And he also delivered all the horses. What happened? But at the middle of the night, one strange thing happened. All the horses which were in the stable of the Pandya king, they changed into foxes. So we call them in Tamil, Parigal Nariyanadu. Nari Pariyanadu. That means all the horses changed into foxes. So what our divine Lord has done, he changed all the foxes into horses and he gave them to the king. And later at the midnight, again the horses changed into foxes. They ran helter-skelter here and there with great speed. So you know how foxes behave. They became afraid of the city. They were running here and there, and they also howled a lot. While running, what these foxes did, they started biting anyone who came in front of them. So the whole Madri was shivering with fear. On knowing this, the king became very angry. So the Pandya king, what he did, again he was very angry with Manika Vasagar because he thought he was being cheated, and he again put imprison Manika Vasagar. In the prison he was tortured and punished by the servants of the king, and they also made him to stand in the hot sands of Vaigai during the noon. You know, in the month of May, during the noon time, the heat is very high in southern India, that is in Madurai. So what the king did, correct, he made Manika Vasagar to stand on the sands of or the riverbed of Vaigai. So the heat was unbearable. You know, we even when we venture out during the month of May in Madurai, we can't feel the heat. Normally people don't travel outside, they stay indoor, or if they have to go out, they have to wear protective things and they have to carry some umbrella to protect from the scorching sun, and they have to venture out. But here, without anything, Manika Vasagar was made to stand on the sands of Madurai, on the riverbed of Madurai, in the scorching heat. Again, our Manika Vasagar sent his appeal to the Lord, and Lord answered his prayers through, correct, floods. The Vaigai was receiving flash floods. Slowly, the intensity of the flood become more and more high and high, and the people who were punishing him in the river Vaigai, they themselves left the Manika Vasagar, and the flood threatened the safety of the Madurai city itself. Now, without knowing what to do, the king ordered every family in the Madurai to come and strengthen the river bank, to come and strengthen the river bank to safeguard the Madurai. Okay. Now, everyone who is residing in Madurai, that is every family, they have sent one person to put sand on the river banks of Madurai to safeguard the, as the floods of Vaigai threaten the Madurai city, the king ordered every family should come forward and they should protect the river, as the whole city Madurai was threatened by the flood in the Vaigai. The king ordered the people share the work of strengthening the banks of the river and protect the city. So each family was allotted one portion of the river bank, and it is their duty to raise the level of the bank and protect the city. You know, so whenever any disaster like this happens, normally we as a people living in that particular community, we go and help everyone else to protect ourselves from that calamity. So as per the king's order, every family deputed one person to strengthen the river. What happened? As the river flood stopped, or people succeeded in raising the bank of the river? Let's see in the next part.